Welcome back, 1221, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times and joined now by Robert Knight, senior fellow for the American Civil Rights Union and a Washington Times columnist. Got a great piece in today's Washington Times. Hello, Bob. How are you?
I'm just fine, Andy, trying to stay warm.
I don't blame you, and get ready, get the snow shovel out. Sounds like we may need that again very shortly. All right, we're going to dive into your column here that deals with the EPA's and EPA air rules overall. And the EPA really has become a bully. Many of us know through their efforts over the past couple of years, they've caused more aggravation than good for quite a few in this country. But this is a very strange story. Tell us how this started.
Well, it started a few years ago when a couple Indian tribes were trying to get funds under the Clean Air Act to measure their air quality, and they applied to the EPA, and the EPA looked at it and said, gee, we have to cover a certain area to make this work, so I guess what we're going to do is we're going to ignore this treaty that's been around since 1905, and we're going to say 1 million acres of land, including the entire Wyoming town of Riverton, are now under the authority of the Wind River Indian Reservation because it works better for us at the EPA. I'm not making this up. It's stunning. And, of course, the people in Riverton are not happy about it. The mayor is unhappy. The governor of Wyoming says, over our dead bodies, basically. And they sent a letter and a very long response that I read, actually, full of citations from the original treaty back in 1905 and then an update in 1953 and so on. And basically they're saying you have no ground to stand on. Even the Indian tribes agreed that the reservation needed to be reduced, and that left room for the town of Riverton and other areas. So they're trying to rewrite history here.
All right, so I'm trying to get a handle on this. The EPA grabbed this land from one and gave it to another, and in my mind, they really don't have authority to do it. So where did that come from?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Where did they get – how can they assign land ownership? I've never seen anything quite like it. In effect, they have seized landowners' property by limiting what they can do on it. I mean, that's been going on since 1970. You might have a nice parcel of land, and they'll say, but you can't build on it because we've decided that dry land out back is a wetland.
Yeah.
So that's a way of seizing property, but this goes way beyond it.
Yeah.
They're saying that the political, civil, criminal law, you name it, are now under the Indian reservation.
All right. Now,
I talked to the city administrator last week, and he said he said some guy came into the police station saying, hey, I'm no longer under your authority, so I want my record cleaned. The cops threw him out.
Okay. No. All right. But that brings up a very interesting question. These people of Riverton, Colorado, they're sort of in limbo. They're stuck right now. They don't know what to do.
Yeah, they're waiting on the courts. The Indians, or the EPA, has until tomorrow, actually, to respond to the petition from the city of Riverton. So it'll be interesting to see what they come up with, whether they'll back off or they'll say, so sue us. And I think the state of Wyoming and the city of Riverton and maybe even the county of Fremont are prepared to do just that.
The EPA has apologized. Is that what I understand?
Well, one person called up the mayor and apologized profusely for all the trouble they were causing. I don't know at what level this EPA official was. I got this from the Ranger, a local newspaper. But the city administrator said, gee, we thought the EPA, the people in Washington seem to think they can roll right over us, because we're just a town of 10,000 out in the middle of Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got another thing coming. We're not going to roll over.
Yeah. And you had mentioned the governor's upset about it. Has he done anything? Has he gone to Washington with it? Do we know?
Well, he gave an interview at the Wyoming Press Association back on January 17th. And he and the Attorney General, Peter Michael, have said Riverton's under the jurisdiction of Wyoming. That's not going to change. And, of course, both the Attorney General and the governor are the ones who sent the 24-page petition asking the EPA to reconsider and to stay its order. And if they don't respond or if they reject it, they're going to the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Why they're going there, I'm not quite sure. You think they'd start in U.S. District Court, but it's,
yeah,
maybe it's like the double dog dare or triple dog dare. They're going right up to the U.S. Circuit.
You know, it baffles me. If I were a citizen of Riverton, Wyoming, I'd be livid over this, and I think that I'd probably have some type of protest going on, trying to make some kind of headlines to call attention to this all over the United States, because I don't think people realize the power of the EPA or the perceived power of the EPA. And they're not aware of some of the things that you and I have talked about in the past. Now, you mentioned that one couple wanted to build a house, and they were told by the EPA they couldn't because the property that they were going to build their dream house on was, you know, some kind of protected wetland.
No, it was worse than that, Andy. They said they were interfering with a navigable waterway.
That's right.
There was nothing there. There was
That's
a little
right.
creek at the edge of the property, you know. Yeah, you're not going to get a freighter down that little creek. But look, I looked up the air quality. I was curious to see why the EPA was even picking on Riverton. And I looked, and they have some of the best air quality in the whole country. They have a top ranking, way above everywhere else I looked. And, of course, places like L.A. and even Denver are like 10 points below Riverton. And the air has consistently gotten better and better over the last 5 years. They're up to where you can hardly measure any pollution. So,
yeah, you know, and brings me to the next question, which would be, is there some type of political targeting going on here? But you certainly wouldn't think so in a town of 10,000 out in Wyoming.
No, I think it's political correctness run amok.
Yeah.
There are people at the EPA who have decided that the Indians were mistreated, and, of course, there is a history of that, broken treaties and so forth. This isn't one of them. This was ironed out, and the Indians did receive some compensation, and they got a heck of a lot more than, what was it, $24 worth of beads Manhattan Island.
Yeah.
No, this was, they got, I think it was 60,000 or 80,000 for a parcel back in 1905. Then they got another $1 million in 1953, and the Indians ceded the control. They said they agreed that the size of the reservation, which was a couple million acres, I guess, needed to be reduced. So other people could build on it, and that sort of thing.
Yeah. All right.
It's only now they're saying, hey, this is a terrible injustice, and we're going to go after them, and here's the EPA doing it, of all agencies.
Yeah. So I'm assuming this will all be ironed out sometime over the next 20 years or whatever, right?
Well, hopefully over the next week. I mean, if the EPA comes to its senses, they'll say, never mind.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hold your breath, Andy.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Bob, well, as always, good to talk to you. Folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. It's in today's Washington Times, Bully EPA's Air Rules Overall. It's by Robert Knight. Good to talk to you again, Bob. Thanks.
You too, Andy.
Take
Bye.
Care. All right, it's 1229. At 1260 WRC. It's amazing, isn't it? EPA. That's one of those agencies that Rick Perry said he would eliminate. Remember? He couldn't remember the third one or something. I don't know. All right, folks, stay tuned. Coming up, sports editor Mike Harris will find out what the Americans are doing in the Olympic Games. A little later, Stephen Dinan will have more on the reversal by John Boehner when it comes to the debt ceiling increase. Stay right here.